The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and thank you for joining It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice and APRN and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I've been here with you every Saturday morning talking about your health, vitality, and wellness right here on FM News 100.5. I want our listeners to feel free to call in today. We got a great topic for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to be talking about breast cancer, what screening should be done, and we're also going to talk about the myths and facts of hormone therapy in breast cancer and the risks of taking hormone therapy. So listeners, stay tuned in. I'm going to give you the office phone number here. It's 702-733-KXNT for our listeners that want to call in and ask questions. I'm going to give you my website. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. And I got a great guest with me this morning to discuss some of the statistics, the research out there on hormone therapy. I have Dr. Robert Seek, owner of Partell Pharmacy. He's a pharmacist over at Partell and owner of a compounding pharmacy right here in Las Vegas with a wealth of knowledge on breast cancer and hormone treatment. And he's here this morning to share his research, his background in the pharmacy world on some of the myths and the facts out there about hormone treatments and the risks to women out there. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on once again. It's good to be here.
Yes, Robert's been on the show with me a few times and brought a wealth of knowledge. He's worked in the pharmacy industry for many of years. He's actually participated in clinical drug trials and brings a lot of knowledge to our listeners about medications that are out there and some of the things that people have listened to, the scares of hormone therapy. When we say, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's brought a lot of awareness to women out there to make sure they're doing their self-breast exams, getting their mammograms done, thermography done. There's a debate out there, even on hormone therapy. And Robert, as you know, this topic is a sensitive topic to me because my mother is a breast cancer survivor, and I didn't even do hormone therapy before she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And my mother, who has breast cancer, is actually on hormone therapy. So the benefits that it's brought her alone in life, and she was also, you know, the big scares of, you know, the estrogen receptors, the progesterone receptors. And she was positive for both estrogen and progesterone. She used Premarin back in the day. We used to harass her when we were kids about taking her medicine because she was hot flashing and having these symptoms. And I remember growing up how miserable going through menopause she was. And then here you later in life, 55, she gets diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, that study that came out in 2001 on breast cancer has scared a lot of women out there. It's brought a lot of myths to hormone therapy and women. And I know that you from the pharmacy world have been great, dug in detail with the research on this. And more women actually die of a heart attack or heart disease than they do from breast cancer. And the big thing is now the new research that's coming out is women that don't have estrogen are at higher risk of dying of a heart attack. And I think that's important for our listeners to really know out there that hormone therapy can be safe and it's effective.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things you pointed to that I really benefited from in my career was working in the drug industry for 10 years, actually managing clinical trials. I became a student of how to interpret data from various published studies. And as you know, I do a lot of consultations for patients and actually for physicians who ask for guidance on treatment of their patients because they know that I've developed some expertise reading the medical literature on hormone therapy. So the breast cancer topic is one that comes up quite often. So what I'll discuss on the show, you and I will have some back and forth, and you'll ask me some questions, and I have my opinions. And I never tell anyone, a medical practitioner like you, that just don't listen to my opinion because it's not just what I think. It's based on what the preponderance of the medical literature shows. And the unfortunate fact is there's just not legions of sales reps employed by pharmaceutical companies to go out there and show some of the information about the truths of hormone therapy. And, Chrissy, I don't know if you know this, but My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was a young guy. This was 1981. I was 10 years old. And she had three recurrences. She was a survivor for a long time. And unfortunately, she passed away in 2001. And I look back and I think now about, you know, the general philosophy reviewing the medical literature in terms of breast cancer and what the evidence shows is pretty clear. Even in the WHI and the HERS trial, women who are estrogen dominated, which is either by the treatments that they're on. So we've talked before on the show how if you're on birth control pills for too long in your life, you do have an increased risk of breast cancer. So I know you do a lot with nutrition to metabolize the birth control pills properly. And then when women were typically treated traditionally 20 years ago, and we've been changing that philosophy for a long time now, during menopause, they get hot flashes, they go on estrogen. And the typical estrogen available was the Premarin, and then a progestin, which is not progesterone. You had the PremPro, or the medroxyprogesterone acetate. And the two large trials, WHI and the HERS trial, basically found that in thin women in particular, who didn't have the excess body fat to deposit some of these toxins in, because medroxyprogesterone acetate is a petroleum derivative and quite toxic and actually only marketed in North America. Other countries kept it out. Those women had a higher incidence of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, heart attack, and stroke. So what has remade the business of a compounding pharmacy is women went off of these hormones by the millions, but still realized that they wanted hormone replacement therapy to quell the hot flashes, because those are the things that women can feel when the hormones are deficient. But you pointed to things women can't feel, like they can't feel the fact that they're developing heart disease, and hormones play a crucial role in preventing heart disease. And when it comes to changing our mindset on hormone therapy, I do a lot of work with a former breast cancer surgeon who you met. You've attended the seminars we held here in Las Vegas, Dr. Rebecca Glazer. She's absolutely fantastic, and she publishes a lot of data that is modern and presents at ASCO, American Society for Cancer and Oncology, every year, showing that a particular type of hormone therapy that's often forgot about in women actually reduces the incidence of breast cancer in women who've never had it. But also, and we made all of the treatment for these patients in another study, 10-year prospective trial, women with previous history of breast cancer, you know that if they are treated with testosterone, now not estrogen, but testosterone, that we had a zero recurrence, all in women with previous history of breast cancer. And I think that's a surprise to a lot of practitioners. Testosterone in women, you know, what do you think?
Even to our patients, I'll tell you, Robert, when they come into the office and I tell them that they have this low testosterone or this low free testosterone and the health risks associated in women with low testosterone, many women will say to me, testosterone, I don't want to have acne, I don't want to have a beard, I don't have testosterone. But it's such a crucial hormone in women, and that alone and the effects that it has in maintaining, you know, muscle mass and bone thinning and the protective of the heart. And now that we have all these commercials out there also, so we're kind of getting the double whammy with all the bad publicity about hormone therapy and breast cancer. And then now we have all the scares out there with these commercials and ads on the TV. Testosterone, have you been taking it? Heart attack, blood clot, stroke. And now it's made people even more afraid to come in and get treatment done. But that study alone is another show that we've actually talked about on here. And really, when it's done right and it's done proper, it actually has great health benefits, both to men and women. And I think it's important that women come in and get screened. And your testosterone level in a woman from 25 to 40 is half by that, 50%.
Exactly. And a lot of practitioners forget about it. And so do women because, well, you know, when you get the lab reports back from Quest or LabCorp, okay, the estrogen level is typically shown in a double or triple digit number. But you have to look at the unit, okay? It's picograms. And then when you look at testosterone, well, that can be a single or a double-digit number, you know, to the left of the decimal point, but that's nanograms. So when you add it all up, a healthy female at any time in her life should have 10 times more testosterone in her body than she does estrogen. So this really changes the thinking about what are the important hormones. And one of the things we do when analyzing clinical trials over decades is we kind of stack them all up, clinical trials that have some similarity, and say, well, what are these all telling us together about a trend? So we call that a meta-analysis. And when you review women on hormone replacement therapy, different forms, whether it's estrogen, and testosterone, estrogen alone, testosterone alone, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. We can compare. And what we look at is the incidence of breast cancer, and it's typically quantified as the number of women who get it per 100,000 women years. So we do that meta-analysis, and very simply, in a lecture that I gave actually recently in Manila, Philippines, to show this information, women on estrogen replacement therapy alone, so this would be Premarin, and I don't even want to talk to you about eating horse urine pills, but that's different.
It's what it is, listeners.
Women on estrogen therapy alone have the greatest risk of developing breast cancer. Women on estrogen and progestin, so that's the medroxyprogesterone acetate or the PremPro, they have even higher risk. Women on estrogen and natural progesterone, well, they have lower risk than both of those two groups. Women on estrogen testosterone or estrogen progesterone testosterone, anytime you add testosterone, you dramatically reduce the risk. And in fact, women on estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone are shown to have breast cancer risk consistent with women who don't even use hormone replacement therapy at all. So we talk a lot about hormone therapy, about being in proper balance. You don't want to have too much estrogen. Well, you don't want to have too little because it protects the brain and the bones. These are, again, the things you might not necessarily feel. But what you and I have talked about before is don't forget about testosterone, because it is the balancing hormone and actually more abundant and maybe more important in the female body than estrogen.
Exactly. And I think that, too, it's important for listeners to know that this big scare with breast cancer and it's being in breast cancer awareness, and we really want to educate our listeners how hormone therapy can be done safe. Most people that are diagnosed with breast cancer, 80% of them have never been on hormone therapy. So that risk of being out there, and it's really just getting treatment and getting the treatment right. And like you mentioned, Robert, having your hormones in the right ratio, it's not about just going getting on estrogen or just going to get on progesterone or your testosterone levels. It really is a science how it's done. And so many times I have listeners come in and say, well, I've been to my primary care. I've been to internal medicine. I've been to OBGYN. They tell me to get off these hormones. And it's not, it's from the old research that's out there, and yourself and myself were up to date on them, you know, treatment plans out there, and really been into the research on breast cancer and hormone therapy, and want our listeners to know that it's more than just getting on that. We do need to take a quick break. I am here with Dr. Robert Seek with Partel Pharmacy. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website, vitalitymedicalwellness.com. We're going to be right back talking about hormones and breast cancer.
This Sunday.
I'm thinking of running for state's attorney.
Let the politics begin.
Your brand now, Saint Alicia.
I wish you would say that with at least a hint of irony.
A new Good Wife CBS Sunday.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Harmony Homes is your local builder, creating neighborhoods of incredible value. We talk to our buyers and include the features they want, like standard solar panels, paver driveways, and granite countertops. We create livable, efficient, and appealing homes at the best prices around and in more desirable locations around the valley.
Like Pearlite in the southeast. Every spacious home is a single story on a cul-de-sac, where you'll enjoy entertaining from your gourmet kitchen. And when it's time to work or play, you're close to Whitney Ranch, schools, shopping, and Stephanie Lynn Craig Park from the 310s.
Buyers, ask about closing cost assistance on your mortgage. Savvy buyers know, buy smart, by Harmony at harmonyhomes.com.
Open the door to a great new life. Open the door to a Harmony home.
Over the years, I've assembled a bunch of what I call universal truths, things that just about all of us can agree upon. Hey, Kevin Wall here. One universal truth: divorce lawyers love to litigate. They really love getting a $5 or $10 grand retainer up front. If you and your spouse are preparing for divorce and you don't have money for a huge retainer, you need to call my friend Jackie Thornhill at Nevada Easy Divorce. Jackie leads a team of non-attorney document preparers and paralegals who live and work right here in Southern Nevada. They can fill out all of your divorce paperwork for just $149. That's right, just $149. You can file the divorce papers yourself, or Nevada Easy Divorce will save you the hassle and file for you. Call 702-442-0113. Why pay high-priced divorce attorneys when for just $149, Nevada Easy Divorce will do it for you? Call 702-442-0113. That's 702-442-0113. Or check them out at NevadaEasyDivorce.com. Hassle-free, lawyer-free, 100% guarantee. It's Nevada Easy Divorce.
The News Radio 100.5 KXNT Cash Code is back. When you hear the cash code around 5 after each hour, call **WIN within 15 minutes or register at KXNT.com. We'll call one qualifying listener nationwide at random. And if you know the cash code, you win a grand. A multi-city contest brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Visit us at NUMALE.com. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back, Las Vegas, to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Again, that number is 702-731-1200. At the end of this segment, I'm going to offer my listeners a show special. We've been talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's October. We've been talking about hormone therapy, breast cancer. I have a special guest with me today that's been on the first segment with me. It's Dr. Robert Seek. He is a pharmacist and owner of Partel Pharmacy, which is a compounding spot pharmacy right here in Las Vegas. And we've been talking about hormone treatments, hormone therapies, some of the myths and facts out there in women and the breast cancer, the risks, the benefits of it. And when we left on the break, we were talking about testosterone and the benefits it has in women and how it's actually an important hormone, probably more so than the estrogens out there. And women now don't have to suffer from them hot flashes. Even women with PMS symptoms between the ages of 25 and 40, as they increase, they start to get irregularity in their periods. Even the vaginal dryness, the burning, even women that have urinary incontinence or that leakage out there, and how that hormones really are beneficial to this. And you can take all the pharmaceutical medicines in the world, and it's just basically masking the symptoms that women are having. And Robert, when we took a break, we were talking about testosterone and some of the things that I get in my office. Testosterone scares people now out there, and really it shouldn't. And when you tell a woman that she needs testosterone, it kind of scares them a little bit. And some of the negative things and the publicity out there that are on the TVs and in the media out there, not only does that, but also, you know, women are afraid of getting acne. They're afraid of getting facial hair. It's probably the two things when I tell a woman that they need to have testosterone replacement because their levels are low, and the benefits and how it can help relieve, you know, body fat, belly fat, you know, even the risk with breast cancer and how it's protective. We talked about some of the research out there that affects breast cancer and how testosterone is actually supportive of even the reoccurrence, and with the studies that are out there. Some of the things that women bring up about going on testosterone that scares them is acne and hair growth, you know, and this estrogen dominance that's out there. What do you think about that?
Well, there's a number of components of that. So first of all, women have to realize testosterone is 10 times more abundant in their body when they're healthy and young than estrogen is. So it's far more important. But for numerous reasons, there's a number of myths associated with testosterone therapy. And I think one of the things we talked about on a previous show is people hearing about old testosterone causing heart disease in men. two studies, one of them extremely flawed and actually now called out and completely debunked by the head of the Harvard Testosterone Study Group, Abraham Morgenthaler. It's made up of urologists and endocrinologists that basically said that is incorrect, because I share with you 30 years worth of articles of how testosterone is heart protective in both men and women. And I know you offer the pellet therapy, Christy. So one thing I'll mention if people want to research and find a little bit of information is that that site I have, which is just to show information on the hormone replacement by the pellet implants, is revitapel.com, R-E-V-I-T-A-P-E-L.com, because everything I mentioned on the show is backed by literature. So the myths of testosterone therapy, well, that's actually an article published by a former breast cancer surgeon, Rebecca Glazer, in 2013. I say former because now she just runs her two women's wellness clinics and treats women with hormone replacement all day long. Most of it is testosterone therapy, and women have asked her these questions. Will testosterone cause acne? Well, when your testosterone level is very low, and we do replace with an appropriate amount, you might get a pimple or two. Maybe 20% of women will get a pimple or two. Now, it'll eventually go away. If it's uncontrolled acne, what that tells us is it's a function of the dose. We've done the dose just wrong. As far as hair growth, well, hair growth, women will say, well, am I going to get facial hair like guys? Well, women have 10 times more testosterone in their body than estrogen, but they only have about one-fifth the amount of testosterone that men do. So we just don't want to give women a male level of testosterone. We want to give an appropriate level. But if we overdose testosterone for 6 months, yeah, women might notice hair growth. So that's why hormone therapy, like you do, is an art, and you have to dose appropriately. But, you know, that's just two of the things Rebecca referenced in her article, where she showed that, well, testosterone, let's talk about, you know, numerous benefits that you might not be able to feel, but this is what women want to know about. Well, what are the benefits I can feel? Thicker skin, more energy, increased muscle mass. Not to make you bulky like a big weightlifter, because you don't have the testosterone level that big men do, but you have an appropriate testosterone level so that if you exercise, you can more easily achieve a lean, firm body. Also, increase in libido, okay, because this is going to go along with having better mood and feeling better. And, of course, that's going to increase interest in sex. And then also, you talked about, you know, bladder control. Well, when you get testosterone to hit the receptors down in the genitourinary tract, the muscles tighten up so you don't have that leakage that can often happen in women when they get older, which is might be because their testosterone level is low. And then add on to that the fact that they have increased sexual satisfaction along with the desire, reduced vaginal dryness. So there's a number of things that improve. And even women will say, well, guys who go on testosterone can sometimes lose hair, and there's different mechanisms for that. But what Rebecca showed in her article is that women actually increase scalp hair growth when their testosterone is replaced to appropriate levels. And that's the key, as you know.
Exactly. And that is another thing that I get. Oftentimes women will come in and say, well, I'm going to lose my hair. But there's just, and that's why I wanted to bring you on the show today, so we can really let our listeners know out there really the myths and really the benefits of hormone has in the appropriate ratios and done appropriately. It needs to be done by somebody that has training specifically in hormones. It's not just go to a general practitioner and, you know, go there, get your blood pressure, get your diabetes done, get a wellness panel done. This lab work that we do is so much more in depth than just getting a hormone screen. And women that are experiencing, you know, these hot flashes or getting breast tenderness, even that foggy brain, that is one of the things that listeners come in and they tell me is, I have fog. I can't remember anything. If I write it down, I even forget to check my list that I have it wrote down. Mood swings. And even the first thing that I always say that goes in women is sex drive. It's the last thing that goes in you men out there with the, you know, testosterone. And it's so important out there. We mentioned a little bit too about when women go on birth control. I don't know any woman that goes on birth control and still has sex drive out there because of what it does to the hormones out in a woman. And the risks alone with going on birth control, like we had mentioned before, and that history of being on it. Do you think there's any woman out there that doesn't need testosterone treatment as they age and have symptoms?
You know, I don't think so. And one of the things you mentioned was, you know, why do we have so much estrogen dominance? And here's, I think, the major problem. You know, why is hormone therapy so big right now? And it's just a fact. Mm-hmm. We live in a 21st century, highly industrialized country. And when you look at pesticides, last year alone, the amount of pesticides dumped on American agricultural soil, 2.4 billion tons. That's 2.4 billion times 2,000 pounds of pesticides. Most of the pesticides are very similar to estrogen in structure because they're trying to disrupt the insect life cycle. So if you look at a 20-year history of us in the United States, we see women going through puberty very, very early now. Should be really 18. That's what it was in the year 1900, but now it's like 12 or 13. You see men, sperm count cut in half. You see women, increased risk of breast cancer. So it's a lot of environmental influence that's a problem and is driving the need for hormone therapy. And one of the things I wanted to point out, which I really like that you do, that not every clinic does. They just add hormones and you're going to feel great. You know that's not enough. You have to talk about nutrition, not only what you eat, but supplements very specific that are going to help properly balance the hormones, even if it's the hormone replacement. But let's talk about just the environmental toxins. Even if we just use a couple of different supplements, like we talk about DIM and broccoli seed extract and lots of fiber to get out the bad toxins that we are always exposed to. And I know you use those because just putting someone on hormones isn't enough. You have to balance with all the cofactors that drive that hormone chemistry. I know you buy a lot of the concentrated B complex shots from the pharmacy, which everybody's B-complex deficient. They need that to balance their hormones, and that's the complete picture, really.
And that is what I bring to my listeners every week is that we treat you as a whole. You can't just fix your blood pressure. You just can't fix your blood sugar levels. You can't just fix your hormone levels. It's got to be done as a package, and like you had mentioned, it's so important that you get balanced and get rid of that fear that hormones are bad for you out there. If it's done right, it's actually beneficial to our listeners out there, and you should come in. You should get screened. It doesn't hurt you. Learn the risks. Learn the benefits of hormone therapy out there and how it's going to benefit you. And don't let this research and the studies scare you. Come on in. We'll talk to you about it over at Vitality. Dr. Robert Seek is also available all the time. I know we collaborate back and forth. I've called you many of times. Then it's really a team approach between the pharmacy, between your provider, so that you're treated appropriately. And I don't know everything. The research doesn't, you know, we're big about going to and getting the numbers and the research out there and the current research because we don't want to hurt our patients. And the benefits that hormones have, if you've had breast cancer, you know, Dr. Robert Seek just brought some great information. I've actually worked with her when she's here, done her seminars here in Las Vegas. She's a phenomenal woman that used to, you know, treat breast cancer, remove breast cancer, a surgeon, and has provided research out there on testosterone in women. And don't let the media scare you. If it's done wrong, it may be not beneficial to you, but getting them numbers done right, and it's important to women out there. And the other thing is I'm going to offer my listeners a show special. We are going to offer our listeners, it's going to be $149. It's going to include a complete physical over at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. You're also going to get a blood count, a liver panel, and your chemistry's done. So it's $149 for our listeners on today's show that want to come in, want to get a breast exam done and a complete physical for breast cancer awareness. We're going to be right back on the next segment. We're going to be talking about health insurance. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Office phone number again is 702-731-1200. Thank you, Robert, for joining me again. We'll probably see you next month talking about prostate cancer.
Thanks, Christy.
A checking account at the bank, come to One Nevada Credit Union. With our New Start checking, you'll get free mobile banking, free mobile check deposit, and 55,000 free ATMs nationwide. Open your account today at newstartchecking.com or call us at 702-457-1000. One Nevada is open to all Clark County and Pahrump residents, federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. Is your auto loan rate higher than 1.99%? If so, consider refinancing with One Nevada, and we'll throw in no payments for 90 days if you qualify. And if you're buying a new car or truck, we can help with that too. Apply at onenevada.org or call us at 702-457-1000. One Nevada is open to all Clark County and Pahrump residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a lot of famous brothers out there, but have you heard the retirement brothers?
Market's going up. It's been a strong growth period, and it's no different than sitting at a casino. casino and having a winning streak and thinking, when do you get out?
And that's where we call the Retirement Brothers. We'll sit down with you, talk to you about when's the time to run.
Retirees really want safety, they want protection, they want growth.
Join the Retirement Brothers Saturday afternoons at 5 on FM News 100.5 KXNT. Find out more at AshtonStrobelt.com.
Clipper Nation, come catch your Clippers on the Vegas Strip. The Los Angeles Clippers will take on the Denver Nuggets in a preseason matchup on Saturday, October 18th at the Mandalay Bay Event Center. Don't miss this high-flying action and a chance to see the Clippers in Las Vegas versus the Denver Nuggets live from the Mandalay Bay this October. Tickets are available now at the Mandalay Bay box office. All Ticketmaster outlets charge by phone at 702-632-7580 or go to MandalayBay.com.
Come for the traffic, stay for the news. FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. I have, for the next half of the show, a special guest. We're going to be talking about health insurance. So, listeners, are you stressed out about health insurance? Don't know where to get health insurance at? And I know myself, when I had to switch my health insurance, it was a little stress for myself, even working in the industry. What the benefits are, what your co-pays are, what your deductibles are. I take so many calls on a daily basis from patients, our listeners, trying to understand insurance. And let me tell you, listeners, I have a special guest with me today that's going to clear this up and provide you with stress-free health care and answer your questions. I have Brent here with Healthcare Solutions Advisor. His office phone number is 702-258-1995. Listeners, you're going to want to write this number down. It's 702-258-1995. And Brent, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here today. I'm kind of excited to talk about it. It kind of goes along. I was going to try to bring in a little bit of your topic with breast cancer too, a little bit, because that's kind of a big thing with the healthcare reform and how it covers it and so forth. So it'll be kind of exciting.
Excellent. And I think a lot of people out there don't understand what to do with healthcare insurance. There's been so many changes in the last year with healthcare insurance. And now we're going to have another change that we need to let our listeners know about and bring them aware of this. And you're actually going to have a free event. Listeners, I said free, on health insurance and how to enroll and make it easy for our listeners to get benefits. I want to give our listeners your website, too. It's www.nevadabenefits.com. For those of you that didn't get the number, it's 702-258-1995. This event is going to be on Saturday at 10 a.m. on October 18th. It's going to be at the YMCA at 3521 North Durango. So the North Durango YMCA. Brent's going to be over there next Saturday at 10 o'clock. It's a free seminar. You're going to be talking about the stress of healthcare insurance, how listeners get started on enrolling in healthcare insurance, and really the benefits that are out there to make a plan that's affordable for our listeners out there and what they can get out there. Let's talk a little bit about that event that you're having.
Oh, yeah. Last year I found out that health insurance and the whole health link and all the confusion, people were just so confused. And what I was doing was getting people through the website without hassle. In fact, I was the number one broker for Nevada Health Inc. last year. And I was trying to find out and make it easy for everybody, because most people came to me and were like, I'm so frustrated. I can't handle this. I don't even want to deal with it. I'm just going to call it quits. And then by the time they called me, I was like, okay, this is what we need to do. This is what you qualify for. Tell me a little about your doctors that you want to go see. Tell me about the medications you're on. And I would find them a plan, something in their budget, and I'd get it done for them in like 15, 20 minutes. And like, really, that's it? And so this year I'm like, you know what? Nevada Health Inc. just announced this last, everybody got in their mail that signed up to Nevada Health Inc. got a letter saying you have to re-enroll again. A lot of the insurance companies are starting to send out renewals about their new health plans because they're being discontinued at the end of this year. And so a lot of people are just, it's like we're back to square one again. And it's like, you know what? I'm here to save the day and I will make health insurance made easy for you. And so I thought, you know what? What better way to reach out to the community and let them know about their options than doing a free event, having people come out to us and get an opportunity to do what I do on a one-on-one basis with all my clients and do it in a big scale so that more people can benefit from our services and be able to understand health insurance like never before. I mean, I want to make this easy for everybody.
I think it's scary, you know, for myself, even when I had to go and re-enroll in my health insurance and get my individual plan, it was a scary thing. I had no idea, and I take healthcare insurance over at my own office, what plan you need. It's not, and honestly, it wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be. And it's great to have people like you out there that are breaking it down. They're making it stress-free. You're making it easy for listeners out there and people that are looking for healthcare insurance. And it doesn't have to be a complicated thing, but it's important that listeners know that they're already enrolled. They have to re-enroll within a certain time period or else they're not going to have insurance at the beginning of the year, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. What happened was last year, people that were that signed up through Nevada Health Link, a lot of them were getting additional help to lower the costs because, you know, some people have lower incomes and it's very difficult to afford those premiums. So the IRS was giving them some additional credits to pay for that. And if they don't re-sign up again, all those credits they're getting are going to be gone. And next year, if they don't re-sign up again, so it's very important that they do it. And I know that if the website really frustrated you last year, which I'm sure most of people did, that's why they can just call us or they can go to this event and we're going to teach them kind of how to avoid all that hassle and do it with just within minutes and just kind of bypass all the stress and issues you have to go through. All it should be is, you know, buy the health insurance, know you're protected, understand a little bit of what we call cost sharing involved with it. And once you understand that, you're golden. And I think you can have the power to get the care you need and be able to live a better life.
You know, a lot of people think that they can't afford healthcare insurance, and I don't think that that is absolutely true out there. They really just need to call somebody like yourself that's helpful, that will break it down for them and show them their benefits and their options that they have, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and the thing about health insurance, too, is that's something that's very difficult to live without. I mean, something catastrophic were to happen to you. You come down with, you know, breast cancer, you come down with any kind of heart attack, strokes, heart disease, things like that affect your life. And all of a sudden, you have to take care of yourself and you're worried about the medical bills that are coming in. That's the number one reason for financial disasters and for bankruptcies is because of people with health bills. And so it's very important you take care of your life and you get the insurance to help protect that and you fully understand it.
So they just need to give your office a call. They're open today.
Yeah, we're taking phone calls today. I have the phones with me even today. So
excellent. That number again is 702-258-1995. And I want to encourage our listeners to give Brent a call over at his office. He's breaking down health insurance, making it stress-free. He's going to find a plan that fits you, fits your budget, your income, and help you get the resources out there that are available for you for your health insurance. And again, that event that he is doing is going to be next Saturday at 10 a.m. It's going to be over at the YMCA on North Durango. Give his office a call. The seating is limited, so call his office, 702-258-1995. And he's making health insurance stress-free. He's going to help you find a plan that is beneficial for you and really break it down so that it doesn't seem complicated. And you just actually shocked me. 15 minutes to get through a website?
Well, that's the thing. I always recommend everybody go to my website, NevadaBenefits.com. That's where you're going to find key and kind of shop without having any kind of stress on there. But what we do is, it's really not that it has to be that complicated. 15 minutes isn't necessarily you doing it on the website. Really what you're doing is you're talking to a live person like myself or one of my other agents in my office. And we're just gathering information about you. And what we do is we look at all the insurance companies available to you and also all the different plans and getting an idea of what doctors you want to go see, what medications you want to have covered under your plan, and what kind of things you expect from a health plan. And what we do is we take that information and I can talk to you about the plans that actually mean something to you. And I can narrow it down to like two or three plans that might make sense. And then you can make the decision, yes, I'd like to purchase that one. And then from there, all I do is gather your information, and then I do the work for you. I do the website stuff, and I do everything. So that way, it's off your shoulders, and it's one less stress that you have to deal with. All you have to deal with is you making the payments every month, and then you're good. And then you just go see your doctor, get the health care you need, and make sure that you're working with, you know, Vitality Medical Center and everything, and getting all those things taken care of so that you live a healthy life and that you're protected against anything catastrophic that happens to you.
And, you know, I think a lot of people out there have this negative image right now about health insurance and the benefits and the coverage that's out there. And like you mentioned, you just give his office a call. He's going to go through exactly what you're looking for in health insurance. Are you looking for major medical? Are you looking for more wellness benefits? Are you looking for, you know, primary care doctors that are in network, out of network? And it's just important that people know that they need to give you a call because if they don't and they haven't re-enrolled, what's the deadline for re-enrollment?
Well, we actually have open enrollment. General enrollment is November 15th until February 15th. but we have only 1 month to make the enrollments for January 1st. That's November 15th till December 15th. So you have 1 month to make all those re-enrollments happen. And so what we're trying to do, and that's why our timing right now is before all this, because we like to just get it done and out of the way before everything happens, where we have a 1 month crunch time. And that way it's on our shoulders and we can help you take care of it without you having to stress about the fact that, hey, I'm only 30 days to get this done for January 1st. And it's already done for you.
And believe me, everybody waits till the last minute.
They all do. And so if I can get ahead of the curve, we'll make your life easier and make everyone's life easier for that. I was going to talk a little about, I don't know if you have time to do it, but I want to talk a little about some of the alternative stuff that all the health plans are covering right now that most people, when they look at the health plan, they kind of freak out a little bit. Most people see we talk about deductibles and out-of-pocket maximums and things like that. And those are terms that are very confusing for most people. They don't understand it. And a lot of times people see this large number, like a $6,000 figure or $5,000, and they're thinking, oh, I'll never afford that. I might as well just pay cash for all my services instead of paying a health insurance company. Most people understand that there's other things that they provide you in that health plan. Even if it means, hey, I can only afford the highest deductible I can get, I'd rather see you get a health insurance policy that you can afford than trying to budget yourself to stretch your dollar to make that premium to have the really low deductible. It's not going to make sense for you financially. All the health insurance policies nowadays included in the plans, whether you have a super high deductible or a super low deductible, they cover preventative and wellness care at no cost. You get that mammogram, that pap smear, all that stuff at no cost by your health insurance. Go in and get those. And then after that, and there's other things they're starting to do. These health insurance companies like Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, the Nevada Health Co-op, Health Fund Nevada, they're doing these cool things where you can actually talk to an actual doctor through telemedicine now. Instead of actually having to go into an urgent care center for something minor like a nasal infection or a yeast infection, something like that, you can actually talk face-to-face on your phone app and talk to a real doctor and get some advice and help with those things and get medications prescribed to you. It's pretty phenomenal what they're trying to do and how they're changing healthcare with you.
What technology is bringing to healthcare out there? We're going to need to take a quick break, but I'm going to be back with Brent. His website is nevadabenefits.com. Office phone number 702-258-1995. He's taking calls today. We're going to be right back. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. We're going to be right back.
Sunday, what kind of virus could take down a country? CSI is about to find out.
What if yesterday was the last normal day?
New CSI, CBS Sunday.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed in all states. Service and product availability varies. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Hi, Louise. I'm on my way over now.
Sorry, I lost track of the time. I'm a bit flustered. It's time to enroll my Medicare plan, and there are so many options.
Do what Ed and I did. Call Health Markets.
Health Markets?
They helped us find the right plan at rates we could afford, and it's a free service. They were wonderful, but you need to call them before the enrollment deadline expires on December 7th.
Medicare enrollment is open, but there is a deadline. Don't struggle to find the right plan. At Health Markets, we'll research thousands of plans from leading companies for the right coverage on your budget, and we'll do it for free. In the past 3 years, Health Markets Insurance Agency has enrolled Americans in over 1 million insurance policies. So use our free service and call 800-491-9902 for a free consultation with a Health Markets licensed agent. That's 800-491-9902. 800-491-9902.
Head to the Riviera this weekend for the Antique and Modern Gun Show. The gun show will be better than ever this year with modern guns, as well as antique guns. Stop on by this Saturday and Sunday at the Riviera Hotel and Casino on the Strip.
Everyone who's signed up for health insurance must do it again, and Nevada Benefits has the solution. Join them this Saturday, 10 a.m. at the YMCA on North Durango. For health insurance made easy, call 702-258-1995 or visit NevadaBenefits.com.
More news. No Justin Bieber. Hey, if those crappy music stations can brag, so can we. This is FM News 100.5 KXNT. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Before we went to break, we were talking about healthcare insurance and really how it doesn't have to be stressful. It doesn't have to be complicated. And I have Brent here who is breaking down health insurance for our listeners out there and making it easy, making it non-stress. I want our listeners to write down his phone number. 702-258-1995. His website is www.NevadaBenefits.com. That's NevadaBenefits.com. He's offering a free seminar. I said free over at the YMCA, but it's limited seating. So please give his office a call. It's going to be at the YMCA on North Durango next Saturday, October 18th at 10 a.m., For listeners out there that don't have healthcare insurance or don't really know, I know on break we were talking a little bit, Brent, about I have so many people that call my office and trying to really break down healthcare insurance and what is a copay, what is a deductible, what is in-network benefits, what is out-of-network benefits. And it is complicated. And sometimes we don't always have the answers in my own office and we have to call that insurance policy and see what your benefits are and really break it down for people because it is complicated. And also, too, so many people tell me, and you had mentioned before we went on break, that they don't have health and care insurance. It's too expensive. I can't get it. Or the big deductible. It's better not to have health care insurance. And like you had mentioned, one of the big things that people file bankruptcy for or have a big financial regret or you know, lose their houses and these kind of things over is when something major happens or a major illness such as breast cancer or heart attack, a stroke, where they end up, you know, 1 or 2 weeks in the hospital and they have this big hospital bill. And health insurance doesn't have to be complicated and it doesn't have to be expensive. And we were talking a little bit about the benefits that healthcare insurance has out there. And you'd mentioned before we went to break, even healthcare insurance are covering them wellness benefits out there. And I think that people don't realize that they get that included in their health insurance plan and they don't have to pay that $5,000 or $6,000 deductible.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just a part of the health plan. I was going to go back a little bit. I always tell my clients when people talk about health insurance and what is it? Why do I even need to buy it? And we kind of had a conversation about this. But health insurance, in my opinion, is kind of like you're joining a union or a group of people, a buying group. And what you do is you pay them a monthly fee. And what they do is they go out and they get contracts with different providers like yourself and other providers and say, okay, I want to bring you a bunch of my people that are signed up with my plan. And I want to pay a lesser rate to you in order to give you that access to my clientele. And so what happens is that also reduces the cost for the members because now the providers are getting that benefit to them. There's also out-of-network benefit on a lot of what we call PPO plans. Some point of service plans and then also Medicare plans where people can go out of network that's a provider that's not necessarily has a contract with that insurance provider and they're still allowed to see that provider. The only thing is though is the insurance company doesn't really have those same contracts with that provider to really bring their prices down. So what happens is a lot of times the insurance company will require that you pay the first portion of those medical bills and then you send those bills into the insurance company. And the insurance company will make sure that that applies to any kind of, we call it deductibles. And then if you ever reach a certain amount out of pocket, out of your own pocket, paying for those providers, even out of network, the insurance company is going to help you pay for those to make sure that you're not overly stressed on your costs for those providers and stuff like that. surprisingly enough, despite popular belief, a lot of times insurance companies would rather see you taking care of and making the right steps, because in the long run, it actually saves them a lot of money if you're doing the right things first, because they don't want to have you stuck in the hospital with a heart attack and then all of a sudden rack up a $1 million bill when they could have had you on a nice high blood pressure pill for your whole life, costing them $4 a month to help take care of you. You know, their biggest thing is they're there to make money, and they're also there. They're kind of like a union. They're basically there to take care of you and make sure costs are on a good basis for them.
You know, one of the big questions I get too, and you brought up about Medicare, is I have a lot of patients that come in and they're in that transition phase where they've been on insurance, the retirement insurance, or they've had a private plan, and then now they need to switch to Medicare. And the stress and the confusion that it causes alone, that change in insurance and what the benefits are going to be, or if they have a spouse that's on Medicare, and what do they really do? And these people can come and call your office also, and you're going to help them get switched over and make it stress-free. Let's talk a little bit about that transition and those people out there that are transitioning from that private to Medicare insurance and what they need to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's actually, I'd say, a big portion of my business is those kind of people where I get a lot of early retirees that's like, I'm going to Medicare, but my spouse is staying on regular health insurance. What do we do? And I love to sit down and meet with those people one-on-one, and we talk about the options they have with regards to making the cost better for the one spouse, making sure the doctors are covered on that one, and then the Medicare plans. A lot of people don't realize that when you turn 65, you're eligible for Medicare, and there's different parts to Medicare. Most of the time, the Social Security office doesn't tell you, hey, you get Medicare. All that happens is you turn 65, and then all of a sudden your mailbox gets cluttered with mail and junk about all these different people. Sign up for my plan, sign up for this plan. And what happens is people don't realize that you have a lot of choices when it comes to Medicare. You actually will sign up for your Part A and Part B 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of, or even 3 months after. Most people like to do it a little bit early before they turn 65. And if you're getting other health insurance through work or something like that, there's a part of Medicare you might not have to turn on. That's called Part B, which covers the doctors, because you're getting other health insurance through your work and stuff like that. And a lot of people, though, if you're not getting that coverage at work, you need that Part A and Part B to help cover you. And then also, it's a very good idea to help cover yourself with additional policies, maybe some Medicare supplements to help pay for some of those copays that you have with Medicare. For some people, it might be getting a Medicare Advantage plan, like enrolling in a plan that's a private insurance company that does the same things as Medicare. It just really depends on the person and what their needs are for that situation. And also, people need to understand that medications, even though you might not take any medications, you're going to want to get some coverage for medications for if something were to happen later on. Maybe you need to go to that Partel pharmacy that was here earlier. You want to make sure those pharmaceuticals are covered under those plans.
I know it's very complicated out there, and understanding the healthcare insurance and what is your benefits. And again, one medication, if you don't have healthcare insurance, can be $400 or more dollars a month. And it may be essential to your life that you depend on it, but who can pay $400 a month? And you break it down, you make it stress-free. And what if people are on Medicare and they're on a policy right now and they've listened to us today and they've heard about some of the things that maybe they didn't understand or didn't get a hold of? Can they change their policies?
Yeah, actually, those people that are on Medicare, either an Advantage plan or on a Medicare Part D drug plan, during this time frame right now, October 15th to December 7th, they're allowed to make a change for the next year without having any hassle. Just say, I want to switch to this from this plan to this plan. Those people that are on, we call Medicare supplements. Most people don't realize this. You can change this anytime throughout the year. You have the right to go and say, you know, I'm with Blue Cross Blue Shield supplement policy. I want to go to this new, cheaper Cigna policy. You can. You can apply for that anytime throughout the year. You just do an application. And that new policy, though, has the right to kind of look at your health conditions and say, hey, I want to accept you as a new member or not on that new plan. But you have the ability to do that and make changes. Right now, this time of the year, on those Advantage plans and that prescription drug plans, you're allowed to make those changes this time once a year, because those ones are really just, they're just making some changes every year on those options. A Medicare Advantage plan, what those are is basically, instead of Medicare being your private insurance company, you're allowed to kind of, I'm probably not really using the right words if somebody wants to go after me, but I always say you kind of fire Medicare, and you actually elect to have Medicare pay a private insurance company to handle your Medicare for you. By law, they cover everything that Medicare covers. But they might do a little bit differently because they have different contracts providers. Maybe they pay the provider a little bit less, or they have an HMO that they say you have to go to these providers only. And so a lot of people are in those programs, and it's a good idea once a year to be able to say, okay, I want to go back to original Medicare maybe, or maybe I want to go to a different Medicare Advantage plan. You can do that without having any hassle at all.
This is the time of year for all of our listeners to give you a call and just get a warm up and get your healthcare insurance policy looked at out there. And if you're on Medicare, you got a private insurance. If you don't have insurance, you need to give Brent a call. His phone number is 702-258-1995. I want to remind our listeners, if you want to go to the event, it's free. You need to call his office. It's going to be next Saturday at 10 a.m. at the YMCA on North Durango. Again, his office number is 702-258-1995. And I want all our listeners to give him a call and get a buff up on your health care insurance. Have him talk to you about it. Make sure it's the best policy. This is the time of year for our Medicare patients to get a good look at their policy and make sure that you're set for the next year. So don't wait till the last minute. Give his office a call. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice. I'll be back with you next Saturday at 10 a.m.